Wilson.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I don't know what happened to our intro here, saying
anti-aging. With
there
your host,
we go.
Cynthia Rowland, creator of Facial Magic and Luscious Lips.
Okay.
That was so quiet. I'm not even sure anybody heard what was said. Anyway, this is the Ageless Sisters Show, and I am Cynthia Rowland, creator of Facial Magic and Luscious Lips. And today we have a very special guest. Her name is Dr. Cheryl Lee. She is a dermatologist. And I got to meet her and spend a little bit of time with her and watch her in action at the Cosmoprof Beauty Show in Las Vegas in July. And since that time, I have actually gotten to use one of her products because she very kindly provided every attendee with a True Lipids perfecting lotion, and at least that's what was in my bag. So I've been using that, and hey, I am the human petri dish, and I like using people's products. So let me bring on Dr. Cheryl Lee from Alpine, Utah. Welcome, Dr. Lee.
Hi there. Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, my pleasure. Well, the last time I saw you, you were just being the hit of the beauty show in Las Vegas. People were surrounding your booth, and I think you even won some kind of distinction that afternoon, the last afternoon I saw you. Is that right?
Yeah, my product won the Trendsetter Award at the Cosmoprof Beauty Show. It was very exciting.
Well, that is very exciting. So what had to happen for you to come away with that distinction, Dr. Lee?
You know, I think your products need to be very unique and something that is effective and, really, really powerful, I think. Both our packaging and the whole science and technology behind our products are very different and make us set us apart from the competition, really.
So how is it that you decided that there was another skincare line that needed to be brought to market? You must have seen that something was missing.
You know, that's exactly right. So I am a dermatologist. I actually did a clinical research fellowship at the National Institutes of Health, and I spent my time studying people who have a disease called Job syndrome, named after Job in the Bible. And those people have really, really bad eczema. And the only products we had are, they're basically considered the gold standard hypoallergenic moisturizers for these people. These gold standard, you know, quote unquote gold standard products really are not very moisturizing, and they're not actually even hypoallergenic. They also do not have any sort of skin barrier biology engineering into them either. And I wanted something that was truly hypoallergenic that would help not only people who have skin problems, but some higher-end anti-aging products that really were hypoallergenic and really were non-toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you think of the term hypoallergenic, you think, oh, it's going to, you know, not going to be very nice. I wanted something that was exquisite and that was very effective, but was also truly hypoallergenic and truly non-toxic.
So when did you begin the development of this new line? And I believe there are quite a few products. Can you speak to that as well?
Yeah, so we have six products. We have a lotion. It's called Hydrate, Correct, and Perfect Lotion, a very deep moisturizing ceramide plus cream, and then an ointment. We also have a lip balm, a special lip balm, a 1% hydrocortisone, and then a product called Boo Boo and Bum Balm for cuts, scrapes, burns, and diaper rash. And these six products are also put together in 10 different kits for 10 different skin problems. And it's something that's very unique in that I personally developed these formulations, I tweaked them, I tried them with my patients, and tweaked them again and again and again until they were very effective and cosmetically pleasing and just a wonderful experience. I think that's something that's very unique in a skincare line. It wasn't developed by some guy in a lab. It was actually developed by me based on my own observations and my own scientific background. And but yeah, it took me. It's been about 5 years. It's from the time I started work, the development work, and finally brought it to market.
Wow, what a passion you must have for this type of therapy for skin.
I do. I do have.
Yes.
It's just really exciting to be able, you know, to go literally from, we call it bench to bedside, okay? So doing research in the bedside actually with your patients. You know, I see a problem with my patients. I recognize a pattern in many of my patients. Everybody has this particular problem. For example, redness and flushing. It is a vexing problem for a lot of people, and we have found a solution for it. And by, you know, trial and error, we found something that works very effectively and helps your skin to look beautiful.
Let me just interject one little question in here. You said redness and flushing. Is that one of the 10 skin types or skin conditions that you recognized? Is that
yes.
one of them?
Yes.
Okay. I just want to make sure that, because I know that our listeners want to know what they can do to help their skin. So redness and flushing is one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
and what
we
did
have
you recommend? And what did you create for that?
Okay. So we have, it's called the Redness and Flushing Kit. And this kit has the Hydrate Correct and Perfect Lotion as well as the Ceramide Plus Cream in the kit. And the lotion I recommend you use in the morning, the cream at night. But the technology, the way it works is, first of all, it helps to repair an abnormal skin barrier. And that is what my technology is really based upon. It's a skin barrier optimization technology, we call it. So
okay.
I have identified the lipids or fats that are specifically deficient in your skin when it is aging, when it is overly dry, and when it has eczema. They actually have common problems. And indeed, rosacea, I believe the root problem of rosacea is a specific lipid deficiency as well that gets out of hand and then gets inflamed and infected. So that's another story. But our technology focuses on these particularly deficient lipids, different than any other lipid technology out there. We also focus on the pH of the skin. The pH is super important for a lot of reasons, but number one is for the what we call the microbiome or the bacteria that live on your skin. You're supposed to have certain bacteria that live there and keep your skin healthy. When the pH of your skin barrier goes up, those bacteria die and bad bacteria move in and cause an inflammatory reaction. And so by correcting the pH in the optimal way, and there's a good way and a bad way to correct the pH. By correcting the pH in the right way, you can actually make the environment of the skin barrier unfriendly to bad bacteria and to encourage the growth of good bacteria, which helps to restore the whole environment on the skin barrier so the skin can heal itself and do its job.
That is wonderful news that so many people have this redness and flushing, and this will give them an avenue, and just especially rosacea, that seems to be a very prominent problem with people these days.
Yeah. So my products are especially effective for this form of rosacea called erythematotelangiectatic rosacea, and that's the kind where it's just red. The type where you have the pimples with it, that still requires a medication, but the part where it's just red, my patients just love it. It just really helps to even out the tone, the texture, minimizes the pore size, minimizes oil production, and it just looks wonderful.
That is so great to know. Well, let me just interrupt and say one time here that I want everyone who wants to know more about these products, and I went on your website, Dr. Lee, and I see that they're all very reasonably priced. They're not overly expensive at all for all the products that you get, but her website is www.truelipids.com. TRUELIPIDS.com.
It's TRUE, lipids.
TRUE. Sorry, LIPIDS.
Yeah.
Okay, TrueLipids.com. Got it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you mentioned the 10, one of being 10 skin conditions. One was redness and flushing, so you have a kit for that, and the rosacea, I guess part of it goes into that kit. What else do you have that our listeners want to know about?
Yeah, our number one selling kit is the Ultimate Eczema Kit. So my technology is really centered around, as I was explaining, the problems of the skin barrier that happen when your skin is aging, when it's dry, and when it has eczema. Those three conditions have shared common problems. And the Ultimate Eczema Kit is three of the products together that you use in a particular way that is extremely effective at helping for the itching and the discomfort and the scaling and the cracking of the skin associated with eczema. And I have to say this has been one of the most satisfying times of my career to have mothers come into my office crying because they're so grateful that their babies have normal skin now. And, you know, I've really figured out a way to help these people. And it's just been amazing getting the word out and being able to help these people.
Well, I saw on your website there are photos of little babies that have an eczema condition. That must be frightening to any mother seeing this develop. They must feel very helpless by that.
Yeah, you know, I think one of the most common journeys these mothers go on is they go to the doctor, and the doctor tells them that their baby has an infection and we need to treat them with antibiotics. The problem is not an infection. The problem is their skin barrier is broken. It is messed up. And We know what the problems are. It's a lipid deficiency. The pH is too high. The enzymes that make the lipids that contribute to the acidic pH of the skin don't work because the pH is too high. And then it gets inflamed, and then they become allergic and react to chemicals on their skin abnormally. And my technology addresses all of those problems simultaneously. And it has honestly been amazing to myself to see how this works on people. And I really feel blessed by God in being able to help these people.
Oh, that is so wonderful. Well, I remember seeing some before and after photos of your older clientele, and they were receiving remarkable results with their skincare. I wish I could put them all on Facial Magic, but seriously, I saw great transformation from women who were having certain skincare situations. Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, what do you recommend? Just as so, here we have the ultimate eczema kit. But what if you don't have eczema and you still need a boost for your skin? And what do you recommend?
Yeah,
how do we get into that?
Cynthia, I think every single person can benefit from using the True Lipids Hydrate, Correct, and Perfect lotion on their face, neck, and chest, and the Ceramide Plus cream if they prefer more moisture. And my products are really multitasking. It's not only for your face. You can use them anywhere on the body. If you have dry, cracked skin or your skin is just itchy, it's amazing because it really just helps the skin to be normal and to look beautiful. But that being said, it is not only for people who have problems with their skin. It is made to literally be the safest, most non-toxic, truly hypoallergenic, and skin barrier optimizing technology for everyone. And,
that is wonderful
to know.
Well, I'm on your website right now, and for those who are listening, and you go to TRUELIPIDS.com, you see that Dr. Lee is able to treat not only eczema, but dermatitis. Oh, my gosh, that is a big thing these days as well. Dry skin, cracked peels, cracked hands, your products have a very wide range of benefits.
They do, and it really comes down to the technology when we look at what is going wrong with the skin barrier when it cracks, when it's dry, when it gets inflamed, when it gets infected. They all come back to those core things. It's a lipid deficiency, the pH is too high, there's too much inflammation. And you have to address those three things at the same time that you address what is not being put on your skin, okay? So and that's something we haven't talked about is the toxins and allergens that are in our skincare products. 50% of people consider themselves to have sensitive skin. Well, I think, in fact, 100% of us really have sensitive skin. And when we do have sensitive skin, it is because of the chemicals that our skin is coming in contact with by way of our personal care products or our hair care products. By eliminating the chemicals that are toxic, irritating, and allergenic from our skincare products, your skin can become healthy and look beautiful again.
And I know everybody wants that.
Sorry.
So are you going to come out with a shampoo line, Dr. Lee?
I am, actually. I have developed some, and they will be coming out soon. That's actually the number one request, are hair care products, because I cannot tell you how many people come in with itchy scalps to my office. My head is so itchy it's driving me crazy, and that is because they're reacting to the fragrances, the preservatives,
mm-hmm.
and the dyes in their hair care products. And by eliminating those and actually using surfactants, for example, that are very friendly to the skin barrier and optimizing the pH, you can actually repair your scalp and have a really nice-looking scalp and beautiful-looking hair at the same time.
Well, that's great, because I know a lot of women who are having problems with their scalp and they lose their hair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not a good thing. Think with your shampoo change that maybe it would help to maintain the hair?
You know, hair loss is a whole different story, and it is not thought to be caused by a reaction to toxins in your hair care products. It is usually more of a hormone or an autoimmune situation. However, I have seen in my practice people who are reacting so exuberantly to products in their hair care products, to chemicals in the hair care products, that it can make your hair fall out.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that is less common. What is more common is the itching and the flaking and just the overall, you know, discomfort of your scalp that is caused by the toxins in your hair care products.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And you think about what a rat race that is for your hair, because you're shampooing, thinking you're going to clean your scalp, and then all of a sudden you're itching again. So you might want to shampoo again, and it's a very...
which just makes it even worse.
Yeah.
You know, and I'd like to talk again a little bit about pH on the skin barrier.
Let's do that.
Your skin barrier is supposed to be rather acidic. It's supposed to be between 4.6 and 5.6, where 7 is neutral. It's halfway in between acidic and basic. So the skin barrier is supposed to be 4.6 to 5.6. And by using soap or shampoo or even having your hair or skin come in contact with tap water, you're actually alkalinizing the skin barrier and making it less acidic. That is a problem because the enzymes in your skin barrier that actually make the lipids that repair your skin barrier, they only work when the skin is acidic. And there are studies that have shown even just touching tap water on your skin, for example, it takes your skin 6 hours to buffer itself back down, bring the pH back down, so that the enzymes can start working again to repair the skin barrier. So there definitely is some merit to the old adage of you shouldn't bathe too much. But at
right.
the same time, if you need to bathe, go ahead and bathe, but don't use too much soap. And then use products on your skin afterwards that help to restore the skin barrier and help to restore the pH. And so the True Lipids Ceramide Plus Cream is something that does that perfectly. So you get out of the bath, you put it on, you let your skin dry, put the Ceramide Plus Cream on, and it helps the pH to go back to normal. It actually supplies the lipids that the skin needs to be naturally antibacterial and to be naturally prevent collagen breakdown. And, you know, there are definitely benefits to be had by looking at the reasons why the skin barrier breaks down and addressing those with our skincare products.
So, my goodness, that's a lot to take in. I mean, to you it's just normal, everyday sort of stuff. But, you know, most of us just grab any type of shampoo that appeals to us off the shelf or something off the shelf, you know, for skincare, and we don't really think about the ramifications of putting items on our skin that might cause allergies and a toxic buildup.
Yeah.
So
and, you know,
we really
let's talk about that.
Okay.
that the whole allergy and toxic nature of skincare products. When I look at a skincare product, my patient will bring something in. First of all, I look at its toxicity profile of all of the ingredients. And when you think about toxicity, there are five areas you want to look at. Number one, is it carcinogenic? Okay, meaning can it cause cancer?
Right.
Number two, is it mutagenic, meaning can it cause mutations? Okay, so the precursor to carcinogenic is mutagenic. If it can cause mutations, then it might also cause cancer. The next is it teratogenic, meaning has it ever been shown to cause birth defects? The next thing is, does it affect your reproductive hormones? Does it disrupt them? And then finally, does the molecule or the chemical itself persist in the environment in a toxic way? And if the answer is yes to any of those things, they are not in my products. And they're honestly, you know, I can't say the same is true for any other product on the market.
That's for sure.
In addition to that, next most important is the allergenicity profile. So I have looked at the entire world's medical literature on the carcinogenicity, the teratogenicity, the mutagenicity. The entire world's medical literature, if there's even one reported case of it, might be, it's not in my products. Then I looked at the entire world's medical literature on allergenicity. You know, if there were more than two or three or four reported cases in the whole world of someone having an allergic reaction, they're not in my products. And so these days it is, you know, it's so cool to have, you know, plant-based molecules and things that are quote-unquote natural, when in all actuality, those often are the most toxic and the most allergenic. So we really need to look at things a little bit, you need to look at things a little bit differently and go look at the data. You know, before you, not all plant-based things are bad, but a lot of them can be very problematic for the skin barrier. For example, a lot of the natural and pure, you know, companies that say their products are pure, they will use preservatives from thyme called thymol or thymine thymol. This particular molecule is totally carcinogenic. Just because it came from thyme does not mean it's safe. And especially in high concentration, does not mean it's safe. The other issue is the use of essential oils. Essential oils are extremely allergenic. And I know I'm not popular in saying that, but I got to say, the essential oil companies keep me in business as a dermatologist. Because they are so problematic for a lot of my patients. And so, you know, you really
well. What
really
do you see as the biggest problem that from these essential oils? Because that is an area of interest to me, and I bet a lot of people that are listening.
So, okay, I have to be very careful in what I say about essential oils, obviously. But when you look at, so you take for example lavender oil, and you look at the gas chromatography data of lavender oil. That's where you break down the oil into all of its chemicals. So there's between, depending on the strain and the plant you got it from, between 40 to 60 different chemicals in lavender oil. Then you look at each one of those chemicals, like eugenol and citronellol and terpenol. Those chemicals themselves are carcinogenic. Essential oils are chemicals. Just because they came from a plant does not mean that they are safe. It is no different than taking a drug. They are drugs. And they do things, obviously, just like drugs do things. But I think this whole fad of putting them on your skin and aerosolizing them in the room and then ingesting them and eating them is very dangerous. We don't know the long-term ramifications of doing that. You know, there's no drugs.
I've been known to ingest a few drops of frankincense oil here and there.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's going to kill you, but
okay,
I think it would be fascinating to actually do some studies, some really large studies, Because do I think essential oils have some merit? Yes, I do. I do.
Yeah.
You know, they obviously do something. But let's learn what they do and what dose you actually need and what are the potential side effects. I think, you know, because they are not regulated, nobody is doing that, and they're making claims that these essential oils do all kinds of things as if they were drugs. And I think that's very dangerous to do.
It is.
Yeah, not to mention that they're very, very allergenic. So, and especially for people who have sensitive skin.
Now, I want to ask you a question about, because we only have 3 minutes left or something, 4 minutes left. On your True Lipids Hydrate Correct and Perfect Lotion, is that a fragrance-free product?
Of course, yes.
Okay, good.
There are no fragrances in any of my products. There are no formaldehyde releasers. There's no parabens. There's no methyl chloroisothiazolinone, which is a preservative that's in all kinds of over-the-counter skincare products and hair care products. There's no beeswax. Beeswax is another often
filler.
Common problem,
yes,
for people that we think, oh, beeswax is natural, it's got to be great. Well, beeswax has propolis in it, and there's no such thing as a beeswax that is free of propolis. The propolis is gathered from thousands of different plants. And as we all know, when it comes hay fever time, plants are allergenic.
Mm-hmm.
And so my products are also free of beeswax. Lanolin is another one. So lanolin is a very common allergen and one that should be avoided in your skincare products because the alcohols that are in lanolin can be very, very allergenic as well. And so I have been taken very great care in looking at the scientific data and literature of, you know, what makes sense and what doesn't make sense and how can we engineer it so it actually helps the skin to look beautiful, to become beautiful if it's not, and to stay beautiful if it already is.
Oh, that is so good. And let me just give your website out one more time because I want people to go there and look at your products and see what appeals to them. It is TrueLipids.com, TrueLipids.com. Question, Dr. Lee, do you take online consultations or can people call your Alpine Utah office and talk to you on the phone with a consultation for skincare items? Or?
Interesting, you should ask. I'm actually launching a telemedicine platform. It is live on my practice website, which is alpineskin.com. I can only see you online if you are in the state of Utah. However, if you send us an email, we can help hook you up with someone in another state who is trained in the True Lipids technology and help you get taken care of.
That is so wonderful because I just know how women and men are when they hear something as wonderful as this and know that there is hope for their skin, that they can look beautiful again. And you have such a wonderful bedside manner. I'm just sure that you're going
you.
To get calls and inquiries about how you can help these different skin conditions that people have these days.
Mm-hmm.
We're down to about 1 minute
sure
on the show. 90 seconds. Here we go. 90 seconds. And I just want to thank you, Dr. Lee, for being my guest today. It was a great pleasure to meet you in Las Vegas, and I just love your personality, and I hope that you are going to be on television on one of these channels that we talked about in Las Vegas soon.
Yes, and I hope so, too.
I've got my fingers crossed for you because I know you'll do quite well. So anyway, we're going to wrap up the Dr. Lee session right now. And for those of you who need more information, you can contact her through her website, TrueLipids.com. Our next guest on the Ageless Sisters will be the 1st of October, and her name is Nina Payne. And Nina has written a very interesting book about her life with her brother. So until next time, Dr. Lee, we want to thank you again for tuning in and
thanks
being
so
an ageless sister. And we look forward to our next guest, and we look forward to hearing more from Dr. Lee in a future date, I hope. So until next
right,
time, bye-bye,
you.
Everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Ageless Sisters. Tune in again next time for the most up-to-date beauty and anti-aging secrets tips and shortcuts.